We'll point out that Governor Snyder will be offering remarks at a press conference late this morning here, updating current actions and next steps to address the Flint water crisis. He'll be joined by Mayor Karen Weaver, the Michigan State Police Captain Chris Kolansky. Also, Keith Cray and Nick Lyon will both be there. Keith Cray is the interim director of DEQ. Nick Lyon, of course, is the director of the Department of Health and Human Services for Michigan. Tonight is also Rachel Maddow's town hall broadcast from Flint on the Flint water crisis, 9 p.m. on MSNBC. That Flint water crisis is receiving media coverage from many angles. Today we take a look at it from the perspective of community support. On our Neighbors in Action segment, we're finding out more about helpforflint.com. That's the new website Governor Snyder announced in his State of the State address last week. Joining us here in Studio S to tell us more about the site, Jenna Holmes, Executive Director of Michigan Community Service Commission. Welcome, Jenna.
Thank you.
And also joining us by phone, Jamie Lee Venable from United Way of Genesee County. Jamie Lee, welcome.
Thank you.
Jenna, tell us about when did helpforflint.com get launched?
It was launched right after, at that time of the State of the State, and the desire was to have one site that people could go to learn how they could help and how what the resources were.
So a one-stop mm-hmm. shop, so to speak. What kinds of specific information can somebody get from visiting the site?
Yes, at the site, you'll first find that anyone who needs help, it takes you directly to that connected link with all the resources and helps individuals see that 211 is accessible for them. This is an independent entity that is able to help them know how they can receive help. But secondly, it also allows people that want to make a difference and how they want to reach out and can help.
Now, the governor referred to this in his State of the State. That's a pretty significant platform. A lot of people follow the State of the State address. What's been the response to the site so far?
The response has been amazing. It's been tremendous. As far as Jamie Lee will speak a little bit more about the volunteers, but through the site, there's been well over 600 people who have asked how they can help in that way. But in addition, the site has been able to allow people to realize that there's avenues to be able to donate.
Jamie Lee, you work with the United Way in Genesee County, and you're one of the organizations the Help for Flint website directs people to if they want to make donations. How does the United Way use its various resources in Flint?
We've been partnering on this effort with a lot of local organizations back since September, and we are working everything from partnering with the Red Cross to helping recruit volunteers, to helping secure funding so that when this crisis is over, the long-term needs that our children and our residents have can be met.
I'm curious if you've altered budgets at all. I mean, are you redirecting dollars that were budgeted to other directions?
You know, at the start, we definitely were. We didn't, you know, right at the beginning when it was announced there was lead, we were pulling money from every which way we could to meet the crisis. But the public, ever since, you know, it started to get legs, the public has been just tremendously helpful, and donations are coming in every day, every minute, and we're able to use those donations real time. No administrative fee is being taken. The United Way is not taking one penny off of any donation that's coming in.
As someone who lives in Flint, Jamie Lee, I've got to ask you, how much have you been affected by the lead crisis?
You know, it's been an interesting dynamic for families that are in Flint. I mean, everything from the daily things that you think of when you turn your faucet on, our families are not able to do. So from brushing their teeth to washing vegetables to cooking, I mean, it's impacting every which way that they turn around. And that's why we're so thankful for all the support that we've received so that we can get clean water in the hands so you can brush your teeth in the morning.
But did you install a filter then?
We installed a filter in the office and within Genesee County. We've got one right on our faucet and we're flowing water right through that.
We are speaking with Jamie Lee Venable, Community Impact Director of United Way of Genesee County, and Jenna Holmes, Executive Director of the Michigan Community Service Commission, about helpforflint.com. Jenna, back to you. The website also points to flintkids.org and the American Red Cross. Can you tell us more about what those two organizations are doing in
Yes.
Flint?
Yes. Currently, as Jamie Lee had spoken of, Red Cross has been very instrumental in helping stand up as far as volunteer operations in partnership with us as well as United Way. They've been also assisting going out and providing some support door-to-door. But the other side that I think is real important also for people to understand is flintkids.org. It was set up in partnership and is going to be able to be bringing together residents, ideas, as well as Hurley Children's Hospital, Mott Children's Health Center, the Greater Flint Health Coalition, United Way of Genesee County, and the Community Foundation of Greater Flint. And the desire is to be able to support both the immediate needs and response as well as long-term, helping families and children be able to recover and have a healthy state.
Do we know how many have received bottled water and other assistance?
Yes. With all of the different elements that have been happening, we have well over 176,000 cases of water. 93,000 filters have been distributed. And in addition, the replacement cartridges have been well over 198,000.
Jamie Lee, you have an interesting angle on this whole thing as you are involved with United Way in Genesee County. Do you have an account of someone who's come to you for help that you can share with us?
Yeah, I mean, the number of people that have contacted us for assistance have been just massive. One of the populations that we've, been working with very closely is our non-English speaking population in Flint. Just making sure that they understand really what this crisis is about, making sure that they have the resources available to them. And so that has been a huge population. And it's everything from, the Hispanic community to the Chinese community, just making sure that they have what they need. And that was the first kind of round that we looked at after we made it through some of the vulnerable populations, was talking with our local university on international students that they had, just making sure that everyone understand how this impacted them and that they could get the resources that they needed. And that's what we did. We got them water. We got them filters. We partnered with the University of Michigan Flint, with the health department, with the Red Cross, with our local community action agency. I mean, it's been a joint effort to hit everyone that we can possibly find.
Jenna, what about you?
Yes, the Michigan Community Service Commission is a lead agency for volunteerism for the state. And so in particular, in times of challenges like this, our role is to come in and help communities. So we say we're the organization that helps people help people. And the one thing I want to say is to we've been working on the ground as well as all the amazing things that Jamie Lee has been talking about. A couple shout outs would be there's a pipe fitters union that have been going in and helping residents that needed assistance with installing the filters. There's another group called Team Rubicon. It's a group of veterans who have been coming in and also doing the same type of thing. And so the outpouring of support has been tremendous. And so we wanted to make sure that we also show our appreciation for the individuals that have been coming through. They've been donating a lot of water, but one of the pieces in this segment I think is really good for people to know is that a lot of water has been coming in and has been so critical and helpful. We're asking people to help us be able to, this will happen for a while, so we need to stage that. But also the sites that Jamie Lee and we discussed today, that assistance with funding will truly go a long way, and we wanted to make sure people knew that that's another way to help.
Jamie Lee, again, you're a Flint resident. In your heart, how do you feel the greater Flint community will weather this crisis? In 5 years, what do you think about what we will look back on?
We will look back on how this community has come together. I mean, it was the residents of this community that said there was a problem. It was the residents of this community that started to fill gaps. We are resilient. Our people want to help each other, and we are a true sense of community. So we're going to get through this. We need some help, definitely. The public has been great. The state and the federal governments are coming in and providing us the resources. We still need a lot more, though. And we know as a community that we can keep prevailing, and the support that we've gotten is huge. But that's what we do here. We overcome tremendous amount of challenges. And that is the sense of community that Flint is. And we're going to make it through it. It's just going to take us a little bit of time, and we need the public's help.
And you are saying that you could still use more volunteers then?
Yeah, we have a variety of opportunities, not only just with the canvassing. I mean, we hit the ground running quickly. The state of Michigan, the Genesee County Sheriff's Department and the Red Cross really trailblazed and pushed through and canvassed every individual home in the city of Flint got hit at least twice. And so now we're doing some spot usage. We have other nonprofits in our town, like the food bank, like Catholic Charities, that have been getting massive amounts of water distribution that need volunteers to help sort. So it's not just about knocking on the door. We have a lot of various opportunities for residents to get involved.
Very good. We need to let it go there here. We will remind our listeners it is helpforflint.com, and that is the gateway to lend assistance in all ways, shapes, and forms here for the people who need it in the city of Flint. We've been speaking with Jenna Holmes, Executive Director of the Michigan Community Service Commission, and Jamie Lee Venable, Community Impact Director of United Way of Genesee County. Jenna, Jamie Lee, thank you for being here. Good luck.
Thank you.
At Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or you can tweet us @KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured.